Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. I'm glad you're here with me today. It's really wonderful that people are not only listening to the show, but they're sharing it with their friends and family. We're starting to really build a lot of audience. And after years of doing radio and now doing podcasts, I love that the fan base is building and building, and we're going to be doing more things like that. In fact, I just finished a book. It's a short book. It's just on the keys of longevity, and it's going to be the beginning book for quite a few others, but I'm going to give it away, and we haven't got it worked out quite yet, but within a couple weeks, we're going to have it up on the website, and you can download it and read it, and it won't take you long to read it. It's under 20 pages, but it will give you some good insight, and I really like the way the book has come together. So I appreciate that, and don't forget what the website is, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com, and when you go there, it clicks up, and right there, you can hit Podbean, and it'll take you, I don't know how many shows there are now, 120-some shows, maybe more than that. And so there's a lot of shows there, and they'll have the main topics of what it is. And today I'm going to do something very different than I've done before. My friend Roger Hill, that we've been talking about the phenomenal product, this XDS technology that has made this Ultramita Restore and Ultramita Rejuvenate so phenomenal. Well, he wanted to interview me for their own website and for what they got going. And I thought, well, this is a good way for maybe you guys to know a little bit more about my background before I started doing radio. You know, I traveled around the world educating personal trainers, and from Australia, Japan, spent a lot of time, went to Hawaii a few times, Caribbean, all around, and sent my cousin over to London to educate him there. And we had people coming up from Brazil, did all kinds of things, and worked with all these pro teams and everything. So Roger wanted to talk to me about that, wanted me to lay that out for his listeners. And so I'm going to share that with you when he's going to be on in just a few minutes. And then he wanted me to also tell about what I've experienced using the Restore product and what I think it'll do for athletes. So that's coming up in just a moment. But one of the things that is so important for many of you, and for all of us, actually, when you're a kid, you don't have to worry about it, and that's sleep. But as you get older, and I never imagined it would be an issue, but at somewhere between 50 and 60, it started becoming a little bit of an issue. Between 60 and 70, becoming a real issue that I had to get really smart about it. And thankfully, Invigorest product is such a phenomenal product to help me with sleep. I've been recommending it. Now, when I know what it does for me, because when I run out of it, and it's happened a couple times, they, like most companies, there will be an occasional supply chain product. Problem. They may not be getting one of the most important ingredients, which is this Russian-developed version of GABA that really, really relaxes the mind and helps the body deal with stress and put the brakes on when you need to. And so that is one of the things in there. Well, they had trouble getting it for a little while, and my sleep quality went way down. So I really knew that Invigorest made a world of difference for me. I knew it when I first took it, and then after you take something for a while, you forget what it is that something's doing. You start taking it for granted. Well, I don't take it for granted. It means a lot to me. And when I don't sleep, can't put two thoughts together. But when I sleep well, everything's better. I'm happier. Reflexes are good, you know, like when you're driving and you have to react quick. If you're a little sleepy, you can be in a bad wreck. They say that missing 1 hour of sleep is like taking two drinks of alcohol as far as your reflexes. Very, very important. You also, it's extremely stressful. People that don't sleep well are far more likely to have obesity problems, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, even cancer, as well as all these autoimmune diseases, because it's very inflammatory. When you don't sleep, the body compensates and starts releasing cortisol, and it starts suppressing the immune system. And it also causes you to retain water and to not burn your body fat. The body is under a stress situation, and it hangs on to it. When you start sleeping well, it's an important element to help you lose that fat. So it has another benefit that a lot of people never think about. But when you lower that stress because you got a good night's sleep, your blood pressure much easier to come under control, all these different things. So I think sleep is so very important. So if you go to InvigorRest, well, actually go to restandrepair.com, restandrepair.com, and you can order it right there. Or you can listen to the commercial we'll run here, and you can find out how to order it. Tell them you heard it from Dan, or Dr. Dan. We'll be right back, folks. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skills2change.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, or maybe much more than that, depending on when you hear this show. Now, click on that, take advantage of it. But I'm going to start posting ebooks up there. I'm working on one right now, it's soon going to be up there, and you're going to have that advantage, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria, and when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of the individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
This is Roger Hill. Our company is called More Mito, as in more mitochondria. I'm talking to Dr. Dan Soloway out of Oklahoma City. Dr. Dan has been in the sports and fitness field for decades. He has numerous national and international patents for his exercise equipment. He's worked with many professional athletes, professional sports teams, their trainers, and so forth, as well as celebrities. To begin with, Dr. Dan, who are some of the notables that you've worked with previously or have used your equipment?
Well, there are quite a few. I don't want to leave anyone out. Let's see. Bo Jackson's one everyone knows. Herschel Walker. I worked with him when he first came to the Dallas Cowboys. I think he still uses my equipment as far as I know. And Mike Tyson used it. I didn't train him, but a lady I trained him. I understand Magic Johnson used it at the L.A. Sports Club. John McEnroe, I trained him with the equipment. And I know Duran called and bought the equipment from us years ago, never personally met him. But there's a whole bunch of them, then a lot of pro teams. I would work with the trainers in most cases. But like I said, the Dallas Cowboys, many of their top players, like Randy White, in fact, Randy White told me how hard it was, and he really liked it. And I thought, God, why didn't I catch that on camera? But we had a number of the Dallas Cowboys, and they were had been champions a lot during that period. This is in the late 80s. And then we had the 49ers. We had the Miami Dolphins, the White Sox, the Broncos. The Chicago Bears went up and got their trainer going with it. And I don't know if Peyton used it or not, but it was a great time. Chicago Bears, I think, just won the championship. And then baseball teams, the White Sox, as I said, went bowl. But the first team to pick it up, the first trainer, was with the St. Louis Cardinals when they were in St. Louis. And then someone had played with them at that time, Tito Landrum, who would have been the MVP of, I think, the 1987 or 88 World Series, but the Cardinals didn't win. And Tito was in love with equipment. He would go out and do demos. Then celebrities that I worked with, let's see, Tom Selleck, I got a set in his hands. He used it at a major club and ended up selling 10 sets for me. And then Dustin Hoffman and Tom Cruise, when they're here in Oklahoma City, making Rain Man. And then Dustin Hoffman used to call the office all the time buying equipment. And then on top of that, Dick Smothers of the Smother Brothers, he fell in love with equipment. He used to go out and do demonstrations for us back east where we didn't have a rep at the time. So a lot of different people. The list is wider than that, and I'm probably leaving some important people out. But that's basically it, Roger, that a lot of different people, a lot of pro teams, a lot of college teams here at OU. The trainers used it. And then after I sold out, I did physical therapy with it because they also found not only a fantastic training program, but it was a great way to rehab athletes.
Dr. Dan, you've actually used the XDS technology products Restore and Rejuvenate personally. Could you share with us how it worked for you and how you think it might benefit other high-performing athletes?
Well, it is a phenomenal nutritional product. People need to realize I started doing my radio show in March of 97, and I was educating people for nutritional companies and network marketing companies for 2 or 3 years before that, doing their educational tape. And I'd seen a lot of wonderful nutritional products out there. I mean, really a lot. And then this one came along, and it's the most phenomenal thing I've ever seen. Now, here, I'll tell you my own personal experience. I still teach classes in the exercise equipment I invented 3 days a week. But I wasn't doing anything on the off days. So I decided on my off days, I would do push-ups and pull-ups and do this little five-minute routine, maybe 6 minutes. It was just, you know, go do a set of pull-ups and with hand position, drop down, do a set of push-ups, and repeat that again and do a different group. So it was very quick. Well, I started growing, and everyone at the gym started saying, "What's going on with you?" And I went, "I don't know. I'm just doing these push-ups and pull-ups." Well, I didn't think about mitochondria at that time, and that's what this product does. It increases the amount of mitochondria and in the cell, which makes up a lot of the muscle cell, as well as giving you far more energy. Well, in the energy area, when I was 60 and started doing the push-ups, I could do between 55 and 60 push-ups. And I would do them with my going down with these push-up bars, going down further than I would if I was, my hands were on the floor and my feet were up on the stairs. Well, I thought 60 push-ups for a 60-year-old guy is good. I wouldn't think anything about it. I was happy with that. Well, when I was taking the product, it was the first version of what is now Restore, I didn't notice anything. It was just going along, and I didn't think anything about it. But I was just about at the end. It was designed to last a month. I was at 28 days, and I thought, I haven't noticed anything. And then the 28th day I used it, I did push-ups, and all of a sudden I was doing 85 push-ups. And 85 became my new standard. And then every so often I would do 95 or 100. And I thought, wow. Now, and I was older. I'd done that for a number of years, didn't start the product until I was about 67, 68. And I'd probably about 68 years old. And I had this 50% improvement, and sometimes more than that, almost 100% improvement. And I went, what in the world? I've never seen this. Well, that was mine. And then we started seeing one miracle after another. You had already seen them, but I started getting educated, listening to the people tell their stories on the different things that have been going on with them. Sometimes for all their life, they got turned around with this product. And I thought, this is fantastic. And I spend a lot of time on my podcast now talking about this product because I feel like it should be the base of a super athlete needs this product and needs the Rejuvenate Gel, but so does the average person. And the person that's not average, that has trouble, something going on with them, they all need this product. And so I think it's phenomenal. I really do. And so we're talking about the Ultramita Restore. And there's a gel, a topical gel you put on called Ultramita Rejuvenate. And when I was doing my push-ups, Roger, every so often, I'd get in a hurry and wouldn't get the bells just right, that are the things I used to do the push-ups with. And it would wrench my wrist. My wrist is sort of the weak spot in my strength. And it would wrench it. And I remember one time it wrenched it to a point that I could not open the front door with my right hand. I'd have to try to use my left hand. So I took the early version of the Rejuvenate Gel, rubbed it on my wrist, did that three times over the day, and then did it again the next day. Wrist never bothered me again. I went, whoa, this is strange, because I'd use things like Blue Stuff and all these others out there, and they block the pain. They block the message to the brain. And so you function like there's not a pain. But I went, this didn't block the pain. It wasn't hot. There wasn't anything to it like using cayenne and some of the other stuff that they use to help block the pain. It actually rejuvenated, just like the name of it. It rejuvenated that area. And I know there's a friend of yours, Terrence, that hadn't been able to close his hand, I think 10 or 12 years, 15 years, his right hand. And you put that on, and he was able to close his hand in about 20 minutes. And he said, what is this? And he said, and then he explained to you he hadn't been able to close his hand for that long. And I went, how is that possible? Can you create neural transmission, sink it down into the muscle by rubbing that on and create that kind of effect that hadn't been there for that many years? Well, we've seen other things like that too. So that's my personal experience, Roger.
Also, Dr. Dan, athletes are always fighting minor and in some instances major injuries while they're training. And you have a physical therapy background. How do you feel that Restore and Rejuvenate could benefit athletes in that way, keeping them, getting them back active after injuries, or being able to actually play through injuries?
Well, on two different levels. First of all, before we talk about injuries, I think every athlete needs to use this. Because one of the things that happens when you train, when you get in shape, if you're a sprinter or you're a marathon runner, I don't care which one, whether it's endurance or it's anaerobic endurance, you build up the mitochondria in the cells. And the more you build that up, the more energy you have in that cell and the better you recover from your workout. Because when you work out, you build up lactic acid. And that lactic acid is what, right after a workout, if I go lift weights or something, and I go, oh, my bicep hurts, my shoulder hurts, a couple hours later, it may not hurt, but lactic acid had built up, or it may hurt. I know when I did three-a-day football practice, trying to walk home during lunch was, your legs hurt so much, but you start getting used to it. Well, there's two things that happen. Lactic acid burns the nerves and makes them hurt. The other thing is muscle tears. And the body has to repair that. It needs stem cells and what they call satellite cells to do the repairing, as well as more mitochondria. Well, we know now that mitochondria is a major part of the stem cell repair by sending out messages. So athletes, whether they have a bad knee or Achilles tendon or their calf or something, they need to rub that Rejuvenate Gel in. Now, we've seen it rehabilitate people in severe situations like Gary Buehler, who had such high blood sugar, I think 300, 500, 600 levels, depending on the day, and his legs were turning black from the knee down. His daughter, who is a massage therapist, would rub it into his leg three times a day, and it came back to normal in a fairly short amount of time. Well, if they do that for someone like Gary, then for the average person, keeping everything functioning like you're a young athlete when everything is really healthy, because I've seen too many great athletes lose their career because of one injury that just wouldn't heal. and everything is then becomes that injury. You would think, oh, they can play around it. And sometimes they do, but it's not easy. And so it's very, very important. So the combination of the restore, working on the body from the inside, creating more mitochondria and more messaging, detoxifying the cells through mitopathy and autophagy, detoxifying it, and then energizing it, and then creating messages, and then all these antioxidants getting into the cell, protecting it from oxidative stress, and then sending out messages for the stem cells and the satellite cells that come over there and heal that. It's an amazing product, folks. It really is.
How important overall do you think this should be, could be to sports teams and trainers trying to keep all the athletes active and performing?
Well, I think it should be a base. It should be something that every trainer, every college and professional athlete ought to be using. And there's nothing in here that is illegal like steroids. And yet the effect you're going to get over it may take a little bit, may take a few weeks, you may find it in the first day. Your energy level is going to go up, your performance level, you're going to be stronger. Right now, at 72 years old, I think I'm stronger than I ever was. And our Lisa is strong. And I started exercise when I was 14. Well, I believe, personally, that this will extend the career of many athletes and allow them to play harder while they're playing, but also play longer. You know, and athletes are getting very, very smart about how to do that. I mean, look at... Well, we got people in their 40s playing football, and you go, really? Contact sport, but we got it. We got it done. Well, this is the next generation because of a special thing about this product, XDS technology. That's what Dr. Elliott invented. I wish I could say I invented it. I still don't even understand how he did it and what all that's going on. But what he's doing, he's able to take micrograms and do what I would have to do with hundreds and maybe even thousand milligrams. And here's the example. Let's say a person had blood sugar problems and they started losing the feelings in their feet and their eyesight was sort of going. One of the first things I would recommend as a nutritional counselor is I want you to take 600 milligrams of alpha lipoic acid twice a day and R-lipoic acid once to twice a day. It lasts about 12 hours in the body. And then add some cinnamon to it. There's cinnamon, and you can buy all these. These are common now. They used to be, when I talked about them 10 years ago, 10 or 12 years ago, it was sort of rare. But now it's very common. Well, this is very good for the nerves and very good for the blood sugar. Dr. Elliott can do it with just micrograms. Because he can do it with micrograms, he can pack in 44 things into the Restore product that I would spend $800 to $1,000 to buy separately. And he doesn't need to use, in fact, even if a person was using the 600 milligrams twice a day and the R-lipoic acid and all that, and using the other 44 things at the normal, what we consider a normal or a therapeutic dose, they wouldn't get the same results. Here's why, is there's a synergistic relationship between the nutrients. And there's certain things, I asked him, why aren't they in there? He said, no, certain things work together and certain things don't. But when they work together, they're like an orchestra playing. And because of the XDS technology, it's very much like a train bringing a whole carload of things into the tunnel. But if it's not that way, then it's not focused. I mean, I've described this. If I take a circle and draw it on the floor, and I take a handful of flour and throw it up in the air, a little bit's going to land in that circle. Well, that's what it's like normally when you take nutrition. But if you take the XDS technology, it's like taking a funnel and funneling it right into the cell and on into the mitochondria. That's why we're seeing these results. I mean, in a base of black seed oil and olive leaf and olive oil, plus the 38 other nutrients that I've been taking, many of them over the years. And I mean, I fill up my cabinet with things and all around because I'm trying to take all this stuff. Well, now it's all there and more, a lot more. So yeah, it's something every athlete ought to be taking, as well as every individual. And the wives of the athletes, and the kids of the athletes.
One of the things that athletes are concerned about are building muscle. Is what we've noticed from some of the other people, for example, is one gentleman who had been relatively sedentary within weeks was running and building muscles in his calves to the extent that he could no longer get his hands around his calves. And also, we've seen people who are taking testosterone supplementation have to change their testosterone supplementation, take less or not need it at all. So with respect to building muscle and that kind of thing, Dr. Dan, what's your personal experience then? How much muscle are you carrying right now relative to earlier?
Well, I'm 5 foot six. My arms are about 17 and a half, maybe might be a little bigger. I don't measure them anymore. My chest is around 50. That's the best I've ever been. I think I'm a little bigger than I've ever been. And I question whether I need to be this big. I'm right now trying to get lean, leaner than I am now. So, yeah, I'm carrying more muscle than at any time, which is not something I would have expected at 72. But it makes sense to me when I really have delved deep into mitochondria, and you may have 1,000 mitochondria cells in a muscle fiber. And so that really has a lot to do with the volume, but also the ability for the muscle to contract. And so the strength levels, the ATP is involved in a wind sprint. It's not sugar molecule that does that. It's the ATP. So when you have more ATP, you can run faster. And ATP is in the mitochondria. So more mitochondria, more ATP.
So, Dr. Dan, it sounds like you're suggesting that individuals who are concerned about performance, athletes and amateurs, could train harder, recover quickly, and perform better with these XTS technology products.
Very definitely. I think it's something everybody ought to do. And hopefully, in another few years, everyone will be doing it. Their families will be healthier. They'll be healthier. Their immune system will be stronger. Their strength will be there, their endurance. And there's another thing, too. One of the brilliant things that Dr. Elliott did is he added adaptogens. Adaptogens were developed by the Russians so their athletes could train at a higher level and not overtrain, not overstress their body. When you overtrain, and I've been guilty of it, there's probably not an athlete out there or someone that spent time in the gym that hasn't overtrained. When you overtrain, you cause the body to release more cortisol. When you release more cortisol, you eat up muscle fiber. You're inflamed, and you actually swell up a little bit. You retain too much water. And so it's not a good thing. So learning what the level is I can train at a high level and still recover easily. Well, that's where adaptogens come in. And these have the best adaptogens out there, you know, like ashwagandha, cordyceps, and many others. So one of the things people report is they sleep better and they're not stressed. They're able to deal with stress like they hadn't before. And this is very important to the athlete. I mean, play at a high competitive level is stressful enough. But then practicing in the hot sun or in a basketball court or whatever, practicing, and then trying to recover from that and dealing with the stress that you might have in your competitiveness and everything, you need to have a system that keeps that nervous system at a level playing field, bringing it down. And that's one of the things that's in this product that does a fantastic job because of taking those adaptogens and applying them to the XDS technology to deliver into the nerve cells and into the adrenal gland and into all the areas it needs to go. So, yeah, it's very, very important.
Athletic performance also involves a high-performing nervous system. not just in terms of coordination and reflexes, but focus. Comment on that, if you would.
Well, it falls in line with what we're saying, but there's things in here for the mind. Glycophosphocholine, one of my favorite nutrients for the mind. It's actually, it should be alpha-glycophosphocholine, but it doesn't matter. Glycophosphocholine, which increases neurotransmission. It increases the performance of the nervous system and the brain. So when you lower the stress level, people can focus better. Stress diffuses the thinking. But on top of that, there are specific things in here that make the brain work better, even if the stress lowers weren't there. So the combination makes the brain sharper. And as an athlete, whatever you're doing, whatever performance you're doing, and you have to think, you know, in nanoseconds almost, it's going to help you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Zan.
You're welcome, Roger. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
This is Robert Jean. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
My friend David High makes some very, very powerful nutritional products, and he has one for the prostate. And I was having trouble with my prostate. I was running to the bathroom all the time. I mean, way too much. And didn't really show that high of PSA, but nevertheless, I started taking this prostate product, taking 3 in the morning or 3 in the evening. And boy, that made all the difference in the world. So call 405-740-0676 and find out for yourself. You'll love this. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com. danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, or maybe much more than that, depending on when you hear this show. Now, click on that, take advantage of it. But I'm going to start posting ebooks up there. I'm working on one right now, it's soon going to be up there, and you're going to have that advantage, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I want you to also know that you can go to danshealthtalks.com, and you can find Skills to Change right up there on promotion and sponsors, and that's what we're going to talk about right here. We're going to talk to Robert. We've done many shows with him, but what he's doing with the ability to change the fears, the angers, the hurts in the mind that are below the surface that you may not even be aware of, but have been dragging around all your life, has caused you health problems, fear, addictions, obsessions with things. Today, though, this technology covers a lot of different areas of life, in fact, all areas of life. A lot of people need to stop smoking. They may have alcohol or drug addictions. They may have food addictions. And so I want him to explain how this technology works on that. So I got Robert Jean Smith, or you can go to skillstochange.com to find more information. So, Robert, if people are addicted, whether they want to quit smoking or they have, sadly, drug addictions or alcohol addictions, how is that done?
Well, let me just kind of explain what addiction is. First of all, addiction is not a genetic problem. It is not a disease. It's a coping system. That means every person on the planet operates the same. That means, Dan, when you feel bad, what are you going to do? You're going to try to find something that makes you feel better.
Usually chocolate.
Yeah, okay, chocolate. But see, a lot of people, when they're feeling bad, their best coping skill is to divert attention, do something else. And I volunteered my time at drug rehabs for about 10, 12 years. And when I first went there, because I've been doing weight loss seminars and I understand the structure, weight loss has very little to do with exercise and or with dieting. It has to do with changing your relationship with yourself and with food. and the world. And so when I was at the drug rehab, I'd ask the same question to every person. Why, are you an addict? They go, yes. And how do you know? And they give me a reason why. And I said, why do you use? And the answer is pretty much the same every person. I want to feel better. I want to escape what I feel. I want to get away. I want to numb my pain. And so all addictions are driven by this, I want to feel better. Now, of course, many addictions are, there's many different types of addictions, different reasons why people are addicted, or they use addiction or anything outside of themselves to escape what's inside themselves. And it's always a driven emotional thing. If you've ever been to AA, everyone that goes to AA has a good reason why they're there. There's pain, there's rape, there's beatings, there's abuse. They feel inadequate. They feel powerless and all this stuff. But the real deal is that once you change the driving memories, which is, you know, I had a guy just recently come to see me. He's a badass. I mean, he's a military guy. He's a black belt, and he can take care of anybody. But when I'm working with him, you know, he says, you know, on the outside I'm tough, but on the inside I'm not. He says, I mean, I feel very weak on the inside. And so he's trying to pretend to be tough, but the weakness is there. So even though he doesn't do drugs, he doesn't do anything like that, but to escape the pain, he finds some physical way to release it, but it doesn't work. Working with a young woman who's in drug rehab, and she cuts herself. You know, and I said, well, why do you cut yourself? Because it feels better than the emotional pain. So that is an emotional escape. So when this young girl who's 25 years old and she's been in 25 rehabs, and the day she gets out is the day she gets high. Now, I worked on her, and of course, you know, when she's 25 years old, I said, well, you know, why did you start? When did you start? What's the history? What are you trying to avoid? Well, apparently, when her 12th birthday, she was raped. Uh-huh. She couldn't tell her dad. She couldn't tell anybody. Before that, she was a straight-A student. She was a gymnast. She was very athletic. Everybody liked her. But after this event, she tucked it away, never shared it with anybody, none of the therapists, because she buried it. She didn't want to ever visit. Well, the problem is that's what drove her addiction, because she wanted to escape. Wanted to escape the event, and so she was looking for ways out. So it led to a life of trying to be she was a professional escapaholic. We're all escapeaholics or avoidaholics. We're trying to avoid something or escape something. But what I learned is that there's no escape but one. And the only way to escape is actually go to the memories of pain and change them. You change the meaning. So when people are addicted, the drug or whatever it is that they choose to use has meaning to them. They have an interpersonal relationship with that drug. That means they have the fix inside their body. They have links to people that they liked or didn't like. And so they have the driving force behind addiction is pain, insecurity, whatever it is, and want to feel good. But the cause is oftentimes the hurt. So we go into the cortices of the mind. We change the memories of addiction. We change the fix of the addiction. We adjust the relationships they had with those who did drugs, etc. And as you start redesigning the mind, you can see this on YouTube. I got a lot of videos where I do a test. When these guys come in who are really addicted, they're professional addicts, like this one guy named Nick. He's been in the rehab for a week, and he's jonesing really bad. He's seeing blood veins. He's wanting to get high. He's seeing tin cans and spoons. Well, he does heroin and meth. They call it a speedball, and he does it at the same time. And so now he's ready to run. And they brought him in, and so we did a little test. And all I do is I ask them simple questions and evaluate their mental addiction. Most addictions are mental. It's not physical. You know, like cigarettes is an easy addiction to get off of physically. 3 days, no smoking, you're no longer physically addicted to nicotine. But it's the mental addiction. It's the emotional addiction and escapism built within that system. So here it is. He comes in and I say, are you addicted? He goes, yeah. I say, how you know? I love drugs. I said, what I'd like you to do is remember getting high. So in his mind, he goes, I can remember getting high. And I said, from 0 to 10, how strong is it? He goes, it's a 9. There's no drugs here, but he can feel the high feeling. So it's a mental high. Huh. And that's the program that drives all behaviors is our mental experiences. And then I said, well, I never use drugs. I'd like you to pretend as if on your lap is the drug. And I want you to physically work and use your hands and get your high feeling as if it's really there. Now he's got beads of sweat in his forehead and under his nose. And I said, there's no drugs here. But in his brain, the drugs are here.
Are you living it?
It's alive. So these memories are alive inside the mind. So what I do is, and then later on I'll ask, you know, and then I had this fake looking drugs. I'll pull this towel back. It looks like real drugs. And he's really jonesing now. I mean, he is really bad. And I said, listen, none of this is real. It all looks real. You know, we use rock candy. It looks like ice. And we use coffee to look like heroin, etc. And so then we'll go do a session on him. We'll start changing these memories and reasons why he used drugs. Then he comes back. I mean, we're talking about an hour and a half later. And we do the same test. He goes, this is really weird. I don't feel this. Look, I can hold this and I'm not sweating. I cannot make myself want to use it. As a matter of fact, when I try to even think about wanting to use it, I have that sick feeling in my gut. Before, he didn't have that. Because neurologically, the brain encaptures everything. And these little experiences with chocolate, ice cream, cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, sex, shopping, cleaning are all driven by memories and experiences. And if you can go into the mind and change those memories and experiences, you change the reason why you use drugs.
Folks, I've actually seen the videos of Robert working with people in Hawaii at an addiction seminar, and I think I've seen this particular one. And for them to come back and say, I don't desire this anymore, and then to test them again, what, 6 months or a year level?
Yeah, even to this day. Now, Nick, it's been... Oh, man, I think it's been 6-7 years ago. He's still not addicted. He's not incarcerated. He hadn't gone to drugs. The woman, the little girl, the 25-year-old little girl, 25 rehabs, to this day, she's already graduated like 5 years ago, has not gone back. Not at all. And actually, she's spending time with her child, which she could not spend time with because she's always incarcerated.
Isn't it amazing, folks, that we hear things like, oh, once you have cocaine or heroin and stuff, then it has you for the rest of your life, and you're fighting this. And yet, they'll come in and they'll give you, trying to remember the drug that sort of replaces it, which is actually almost the same as the drug itself.
Oh, sometimes worse.
Yeah. And so to actually change the reason the person only feels good when they're doing the drug, and getting rid of that anger, that hurt, that pain. Actually, what Robert talked about, the woman cutting herself, I hate to bother people like this, but that happened to a friend of mine's daughter, and she had gotten raped by some high school boys, right. and she had been a very smart girl, attractive young lady, had a child, but her life never was the same. Right. She started cutting herself, eventually committed suicide. Right. I wish I could have got her to you.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Another thing, I want to say, clarify a couple of things. Some people say, well, it must be genetic. My dad's an alcoholic. My dad, grandpa's an alcoholic. On both sides are alcoholics. But the truth is, we learn coping skills from where we come from. You know, the weird thing is you can have an alcoholic one family and have workaholics the next family. It's still the same pattern. And so, again, it's the inability to deal with our own internal representations. Now, that's why people say it's genetics, and another would say it's a disease. And the reason why they say it's a disease is because you go to people who don't know how to change problems. If you can't change memories, you can't change a problem. Therefore, it's a disease to them because they're not talented. They don't know how to change memories. And unfortunately, every one of these guys that maybe 500, 600, 800 people that I worked with in rehab, I asked the same question. Have you been in rehab? They go, yes. I said, how many? I've been into 6 of them, 5 of them, 25 of them, 12 of them, 3 of them. I said, did any of these rehabs ever show you how to change a bad memory? You know what the answer is? No.
Wow.
Did any of these drug rehabs ever show you how to change this relationship you have with the drugs? The answer is no. Did they ever show you how to regulate and change your bad feelings? Show you how to handle tough times? The answer is no. If the cause of all of our problems is memory, and you go to someone who can't change your memories, you're going to be stuck with a disorder, a disease, a genetic problem, and you're basically screwed. You're going to have to learn to live with it, deal with it, and hopefully you don't die too rough.
You know, that's amazing you said that, because I started off to be a psychologist. My undergraduate major was psychology. And then I worked with juvenile delinquents, and I couldn't see that we were doing them any good. It was sort of depressing. I said, I'm going a different direction. Mm-hmm. It was, anyway. But we had Skinner behaviorism back then. We had transactional analysis. We had all kinds of therapy. And yet I would have thought somewhere along the line, someone said, well, here's how we're going to change you. But they weren't even doing that. They were just, what were they doing?
Well, here's the deal. the understanding of how the mind has expanded tremendously since the 70s. Mm-hmm. What I have put together, no one does exactly as I do it, because it's very fast, very efficient,
yeah,
very measurable. You can measure the changes each session, each memory, you know it's done. And so the difference is the technology within the mind. That means understanding mental mechanics. You know, we have pictures in our mind. We have sensations in our body. We have sounds within our mind. And the weird thing is, everything in your mind is not the real thing. It's Memorex. It's only your recording. Mm-hmm. And how you record it and how you play it and how you focus on it and what you play within yourself creates more. But it's really all about you. It's you doing it to you. Now, of course, you know, you've had a dad or brother or an uncle and they did bad things to you. And while you're thinking about it, you're feeling it because you're thinking about it, but you're pointing at them for what you're actually doing within you. Yes, it did happen. Yes, it's over. Now the memories are yours and you can change those. It doesn't mean you change the past. You only change what your brain will reuse on you. And that's why you can sit around the dinner table all talking about the same event. We got five different stories. It's not the same story each person. It's because we filter, we distort, we add to, or we take away from an experience based on internal references. And knowing how to shift these references within our mind sets us free. You've heard the old saying, change your mind, change your life. This is how to do it.
Okay, Robert. Now, there's a lot of people out there suffering. They can get some of this information by going to skillsofchange.com. Mm-hmm. But tell people more how to get hold of you. They may want to go to a seminar. They may want you to come to their area of the country or world to teach how to do this.
Yeah, of course, you know, skillsofchange.com. My name is Robert Jean. My office is 405-917-5258. I almost forgot what it was. And then...
you never call yourself, huh?
No. But anyway, so that's my office. Now, I do a lot of work. I do a lot of volunteer work. I do work in, like I said, drug rehabs. This works. We got a lot of professionals who not only says it's changed their life too, but this is what you need. You need to figure out how to change you. If I got a dollar for everyone said, I've been looking for this, this is what changed my life. And it is neuroplasticity 101, knowing how your mind is malleable and adjust it to where you're going to benefit greatly from it.
Thank you, Robert, for being with us.
I appreciate it.
Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Hi, that's Robert Jean. I bet you're ready. You tried everything. You tried the drugs. You tried the treatments. You tried the therapies. And you still got the problem? Check me out. I will change your life. I know how the brain works. I know how to shift memories. And I know how to get you on a new start. SkillsOfChange.com is a beginning place where your life will start to shift and change. It's about time. Come join me. Learn about how to be in control of your life. SkillsToChange.com.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, or maybe much more than that, depending on when you hear this show. Now, click on that, take advantage of it. But I'm going to start posting ebooks up there. I'm working on one right now and soon going to be up there. And you're going to have that advantage. And there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. I'm really glad that we took some time to have Robert explain what they can do with this new technology that he's really the master of. I mean, people come from all over the world to study with him. So you may know someone that has addictions. It's very, very common in our society. That's another thing when I was talking about sleep, what stress will do to make a person more addictive. They'll look for sugar, starches. They'll look for drugs, alcohol, because their body's so stressed. And one of the things they need to de-stress is a good night's sleep. Now, one of the things with a relative of mine that I've known, of course, since I was born, we've been having this online debate. He's very conventional in the way he approaches medicine. Whatever my doctor tells me, that's what I got to do. Well, I say, well, I got doctors that are brilliant that because of doing radios for 20, 22, 23 years and interviewing a lot of doctors, as well as doing my podcast, doctors send me all this research and we have discussions about it and about the vaccine. So there's both sides of the issue. And a lot of these doctors, not the ones that I know personally, or I don't know any Nobel Prize winning doctors, but the ones that I listen to, some of them are Nobel Prize winners, some of their interviews and stuff. And they don't go along with Fauci. They don't have the same deal. And I told my relative that I said, he's a bureaucrat. His job is to allocate money for research to where he wants the research to go. That gives him a great deal of power, but it's not the same as someone dealing with patients in the hospital situation and looking for results and using more than just the vaccine, or maybe never using the vaccine and getting better results. So I want to talk about that more next week, but it's really important to open the mind. One of the problems I have with modern science, and it's really been a problem with science all along, is it functions off closed-minded skepticism. I don't believe that until you prove it in every possible way. That's part of science. I understand that. You set up a double-blind study if the experiment is appropriate for double-blind. You work it out, and then you have someone else repeat it two or three times, and you say it's true. But science and everything does not progress without an open mind. I believe in open-minded skepticism. It may not be true, but let's look at it and let's test it. That's what science should be. We'll be back next week, and I'll talk to you more about this. Thank you for listening. Pass this show on to your friends and family. I really appreciate it. Thanks again.